Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.
Morena, Sarah.
Morena, you were about to do a sneeze.
I was, and
what happened to it?
I don't know, the magic of turning on the microphones just made it disappear. You know how that sometimes happens?
It's Pavlovian, you've been conditioned. I'm sorry, Rachel.
Ah, that's all right. Last time we did this segment last week, the tunes were so hot, we tripped the fire alarm.
Yeah. And we literally had to can the segment because we had to run outside and wait for the fire department.
So hopefully the tunes will be hot, but in a fire safety way this week.
That in a safety so conscious way. Sure, why not?
Smoking tunes. What have you brought us? I'm going to stop talking. It's terrible. Train wreck over here.
Let's start with Shimmery and move towards Smashy. We're going to start with a track from the brand new Roy Montgomery album. It's not actually out yet, but it is.
Ooh.
The album comes out on the 16th of July on Grapefruit, which is kind of the experimental sister to Bada Bing Records.
Cool.
And you can already listen to it on all DSPs, including the Grapefruit Bandcamp, which is grapefruit1.bandcamp.com. Fans of Roy Montgomery, he of amazing groups Stardomer and Pin Group, experimental walls of squally guitar.
Excellent.
Often don't have any kind of complimentary vocal. This is a bit of a departure from that. It's probably Roy Montgomery's most accessible album.
Whoa.
It sounds like it could have come from the 4AD stable. A lot of Robin Guthrie guitar. It's the second time I've mentioned Robin Guthrie within a fortnight in this segment. And it's got his own vocals.
Sweet.
In an album that we really enjoyed of his here at BFM called Suffuse, which came out in 2018. He had the vocal talents of people like Purple Pilgrims, Katie von Schleicher. This time it's all him. Not every track has a vocal, but when it comes in, it's most definitely the man himself with his huge kind of rumbling voice over the top of layers of shimmery guitar. The best way to tell you all about it is to hit play on the track itself. This is the opening track. It's called Flukes.
I better make this fast.
Beautiful track. What was that one, Sarah?
Very beautiful. That is the opening track from the new Roy Montgomery album. The album is called That Best Forgotten Work. The track is called Fluked. Beautiful, shimmering guitar. You can kind of see what I mean by 4AD stable now, huh?
Totally. It's also got a little bit of a Joy Division-y sort of flavour to...
It's very easy to make that connection when his voice sounds the way it does.
Yeah, it does.
Speaking of 4AD, this album also contains two covers. I would not have been someone that thought the world needed another cover of Superstar by the Carpenters, but apparently we do, and it's really good. Not only do you have Roy Montgomery's version of Superstar, you also have his version of Tim Buckley's song To the Siren, which is possibly better known with This Mortal Coil's version, another 4AD band. Amazing album, really accessible if you thought Roy Montgomery was not for you, but if you were a fan already, continuing in a really, really beautiful vein.
Awesome. What's the next one you've brought us today?
The next one I've brought you is another BFM favourite. This is a brand new track from Mr. Kevin Martin, aka The Bug.
Nice.
Now, Kevin Martin has not had a full-length proper Bug album since 2014.
Whoa,
it's been a while.
Long time ago.
Although he's put out bits and bobs and we've always jumped on them here at BFM. This is the opening single from a forthcoming full-length called Fire, which will be out on Ninja Tune on the 27th of August. The list of features on this album is ridiculous. It features Roger Robinson, Flodan, Ida, Mormother, Nazamba. The list goes on.
Wow.
The gent who features on this track, which is called Clash, is a gent by the name of Logan Olm. He's from Northwest London. He's a producer, a lyricist, an audiovisual artist, and a world-class sprinter.
Whoa.
He features twice on the forthcoming album, but this is the only part we can hear thus far. Let's have a listen. This is called Clash by The Bug and Logan Olm. What am I chat to? Can't be me the muscle, man, do them I chat to? None of them, why them about, do them I chat to? I chat, me never take that, who them I chat to? Mind them out about what I wouldn't feel like. Move up with the water, how wouldn't feel like. Them I got the dinner, the wall wouldn't feel like. Be any boss in charge, wouldn't feel like. No, see me, I got take it out, didn't know me. Slaughter them in war, didn't know me. Me and the dang gone, didn't know me. Original boss, and it is them, don't know me. Flossing them, I got floss on them, why? In my league, none of them, why? Run from me, never run from them, why? Stand steady in the war, now I'm like them, why? Them I for no, see me, any big sound, why? Authentic, original, big sound, why? What about one like them a big sound white? None of them DB sound white or sound white. None of them DB sound white but bars. So me I got style on them with bars. Shut them down with nothing but bars. Come on, we can have a, we can have a, we can have a, we can have a wide with bars. Clash. Enough DB sound boys want clash. The bugger did the bugger die that clash. Not why I got dead in that clash. War. Why them a love talk about war? Could never be me the one war. We don't tell them that we had even sound white. Clash. Enough DB sound boys want clash. The bugger did the bugger die. Clash. War. Why them a love talk about war? Could them be me the one war? We don't tell them that we any big sound war. Them boy love chat about why, nah? How did them boy take the bug? We don't tell them already, nah? We run things around here. Big sound, boy. Me big cat for the devil and my quarters. The muffin and the muckle get slaughter. The muffin and the muckle get wound up. The muckle get bun like dog. Trust me, you really don't want arms dog. Me, I got shilling them when I'm what bars. Made them run from what? If you're bad, then talk up and after. No, see me, I got cause no drama, disaster. I won't leap up a lava. If it's he, one of them, me, I got quit. One of them, me, I got done. One of them, me, I got done all of them, all of them. Trust me, me, I got done all of them. None of them, why can't test me, I want to them. Slaughter, him one, let me run, think one harder. Me, I said, trim round him, me, I the father. Them look at me and copy after. Me, I the master. The master. Enough to be sound boys want clash. The bugger did the bugger die that clash. Enough why I got in that clash. War. Why did my love talk about war? Could never be me the one war. We don't tell them that we had even sound war. Clash. Enough to be sound boys want clash. The bugger did the bugger die that clash. Enough why I got in that clash. War. Why did my love talk about war? Could never be me the one war. We don't tell them that we had even sound war. Thank you.
That was sick. What was that, Sarah?
It's very sick. That is Clash by The Bug featuring Logan Ulm. The Bug's production always kind of sounds like it's klaxons in a sci-fi dystopia, and it's time for you to either fight for your life or meet your maker.
Big mood, actually.
Big, big noise, big production. Kevin Martin himself says that he's always been addicted to the physicality and the intensity of sound. He started The Bug because he wanted to make music for a sound system that he had in storage, and the live experience of Bug has always been something he wanted to reflect on a record. He's always looking for fuel to add to the fire and add to live shows, and that's been missing for him in lockdown.
Yeah,
so this album, like a lot of music coming out right now by people we love, is influenced by having to stay inside and not being able to support your family by gigging. 2020 for Kevin Martin was, in his words, one of the worst dystopian nightmares he could have had made real. Part of him was panic-stricken, and the other part of him was saying, how am I going to stay sane and support four people?
Shit.
So really adding to what was already present in his music, those sounds of dystopia and a fight, basically.
Right. Crikey as here. I just wanted to jump back to the text that we just got. About the Roy Montgomery track, someone said Roy Division, and I just wanted to give that a notable mention.
Well done.
We all groaned when we read it, and you know what? It's excellent. Yeah. It is excellent. Third track you've brought us, what is it?
This is from Dale Kerrigan, Dunedin guitar band Dale Kerrigan. This has gone straight to A-Rotate. This is a track called Rip Girl 101. It is from their brand new album Noise Bitch, which came out on June 25th. At the moment, to my knowledge, even though it's out on Trace Untrace Records, the only place you can get it is their Bandcamp, which is dalekerrigan.bandcamp.com. Let's have a listen and we'll chat more after this.
That rules. Big Sonic Youth energy from that one.
Hide out. It is possibly my favourite album right now. Noise Bitch. Wonderful title. As if the tracks themselves weren't enough, you can listen to that on dalekerrigan.bandcamp.com. Dale Kerrigan is a character from The Castle.
Nice.
He's the one that dug a hole.
Shout outs, Dale.
Dale Kerrigan, unless we do something terribly wrong and offensive at the station, will be playing live for you on Friday's Drive Show. So if you are part of the BFM whānau, come up and have a drink and look at Dale Kerrigan play a blistering short set before they play the iGum Scenic Tour with Witty Donna at Whammy Bar on Saturday with Sean's B-Day and Being as well.
That's going to be mean.
So you can see them in a live setting, you can listen to them on BFM, and you can go to their Bandcamp right now and listen to their full length. It's got something for everyone, as you said, full Sonic Youth scrunch and teen feelings as well.
Yeah, big time. Scrunch being a very good word. Thank you for bringing that one into the morning.
I mean, I think it's just a noise my mouth made, but you're welcome.
It's the technical term now. Thank you very much, Sarah, for bringing us Dale Kerrigan, The Bug, and Roy Montgomery. We will see you next week.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95BFM program director Sarah Thompson.